whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Marie Case, the owner of the Beach Rose Cafe. Welcome, Marie. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as they say, when we get to talk about the Beach Rose Cafe, because there's a lot of delicious things there, and we want to highlight a lot of those today. Now, let's start with you. Are you a Rhode Island person?
I live here full-time in Matunuck, right around the corner from the Beach Rose Cafe. I was raised in upstate New York, but became a full-time resident of Rhode Island over 10 years ago.
Okay,
my husband is from Rhode Island.
All right.
So, you know, marinated in the family.
Okay, we'll let you in. You know, we can give you a special pass, I guess. But, it's great to have you in Rhode Island, even though you're a rookie, only 10 years.
I know. Never, I'll never be a native, right?
That's right. But we'll accept you. As
my heart and soul is in the Hope State.
There we go. All right. And you live in a beautiful spot, in a beautiful section of the state. And the Beach Rose Cafe became the Beach Rose Cafe when?
Just over a year ago. We just celebrated our first anniversary.
Wow. Yep. I didn't realize it was that new.
Yes. We are young. We started as a little idea I had a couple of years ago. And my daughter, Paula, became involved and turned it into, and my son-in-law, Dan, and we turned it into an actual real family business, not just a part-time thing in my head.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Was it a part-time thing in your head? Did you make, like, cookies or something and think that's what you wanted to do?
No, actually, I really wanted a small place that I would want to ride my bike to in the neighborhood. From where I am, where I can go and get a nice coffee, where I can get a treat, mm-hmm. where I can get a sandwich or a shake for the beach. And I didn't see exactly what I wanted, so I just decided to make it. And then my daughter and son-in-law, who know their coffee, were like, Mom, you've got to have like house roasted coffee. And then we got involved with local vendors. Seaworthy does their own house blend. And then things just start. Dan's very talented. He's our chef, and I just talk and come up with ideas, and then we sit as a family and we make them happen.
Wow, that's a great thing. Yeah. A family business is a wonderful thing, particularly if you're really into it and you enjoy it. Versus like, oh, we have a family business digging ditches. We all hate it.
I come from an entrepreneurial family, mm-hmm. And this really was born out of the timing worked out. Interestingly, my dad had started a number of businesses when I was growing up as a kid. A couple of my brothers have their own businesses. I grew up, you know, weeding in front of the family business. Mm-hmm. I grew up picking the tops off strawberries for the pies. It's kind of marinated inside of me. And the last year, just before we were opening, my dad passed away and I had been taking care of him. And I felt as soon as, you know, when that wrapped up, in terms of taking care of, you know, the things that you take care of when you're sure. when your folks pass on, I had this brand new baby, literally, because my daughter had a baby year. I did not know we had this brand new baby in the house. We had this brand new business to start, and I really felt like the spirit of my folks was with us, mm-hmm. And the traditions and the values that they gave us. To be a member of the community and to bring something that you really want to go and do.
Excellent. Well, let's start exact. Where is it exactly? The address is
1 Charlestown Beach Road in Charlestown, Rhode Island. Okay. We're at the corner of Charlestown Beach Road and Matunuck Schoolhouse.
Okay. And the hours of operation, you open 5 days a week?
We are open 5 days a week currently, Wednesdays through Sundays, from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m.
6 a.m. to 3 p.m. 6 a.m. Who gets up at 6 a.m.?
Dan, the Muffin Man, and his missus are up well before 6 a.m. Baker's hours, so I'm they're sure in early.
As the old
everything's commercial. Hand everything's you, hand done. So
do you remember the old commercial, time to make the donuts?
Of course I do. Yeah, so time to make the muffins.
Time to make the muffins. There you go. So yeah, I'm sure he's probably like at 4 o'clock in the morning. I would guess
he's there at four.
He's there at four. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
doors open at 6.
I mean, I'm a 5 o'clock in the morning guy, but he's going to be even before me. So that's amazing. So the cafe itself, obviously people think of a cafe like that with espresso and latte and coffee, and that's all product that you have, right?
Mm, absolutely.
And then you have the muffins and the scones and the things to go with it. So let's get a little bit more specific. Is there something, if somebody wants to stop by for lunch, is there something they can have besides a muffin?
Oh, 100%. We have everything, again, is done in-house. One of our popular items is the slow-roasted turkey or slow-roasted pulled pork and house-roasted turkey sandwiches.
You do that in-house?
Oh, we do it in-house, yep. Nothing is, no deli hams and deli turkeys there. We actually roast it in-house. Comes with, wonderful dressings. We also have a summer bean salad that can go into a veggie wrap. You can put it on top of a salad. We have salads to go in the grab-and-go case. So if you want a green salad, you could have your pulled pork on top of that. You could have your roasted turkey. For the summertime, we're featuring a shrimp roll. So that's new, which is cool. Or you could have your shrimp salad on top of your green salad.
Wow.
Right. And everything is run through a panini press. However, if you want a cold sandwich, you could have a cold sandwich to, pack and go to the beach. But honestly, I recommend the panini press. That's where it comes out. Everything's melted perfectly. The tuna melt, I've heard, is the best.
Tuna melt, and you have pulled pork panini and roast turkey panini and ham and cheese, and you can even build your own, right?
Yes, of course you can build your own. Yeah, you can have it your way right there. We have gluten-free. We want to make sure we mention that our muffins, we have gluten-free muffins. We have gluten-free brownies. We have gluten-free breads for any of the sandwiches that you want, any of the wraps that you want. That's important to highlight because I want – if you come in with four friends and one person is a carnivore and one person is a vegan and one person just loves their veggies and another person has got to have all the sweets, including a cinnamon roll or a brownie, banana bread, what have you, there's something for everyone.
Now, we happen to have right here in the studio some fresh banana bread, which is great. And thank you for bringing that in. So if I hear me, slurping a little bit. That's what's going on. A lot of great fresh product. Fridays, you even have a fish chowder, right?
Yes. Dan has a wonderful fish chowder. It's very popular. That is something you definitely want to hustle in and get because we sell out of that on Fridays. He makes it fresh. It's a whole cod that goes in. It's gorgeous. The seasonings are perfect. You put that with a ham and cheese scone. Sometimes I miss out. I miss out on my own fish chowder Fridays because by the time I pop in, it's sold out.
So. You would think he could help you out a little.
I'm never going to hold back from a customer.
You would think a guy.
I got a guy.
You should be able to save you some fish chowder once in a while. Well, it sounds like it's a delicious place, that's for sure. And it sounds like a lot of fun. I want to just make sure that everybody knows that you also have a website where people can see all these things in living color. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty easy to remember because it's thebeachrosecafe.com.
That's right.
Pretty simple.
That's right.
All right. Now, how did Beach Rose, the name, come up? Is that something that you had in your head for a long time? Is that just because of the location or?
The Beach Rose is important because as you highlighted at the top of this, I am not a native Rhode Islander. Mm-hmm. So to come to the shore when my then boyfriend, who became husband, mm-hmm. And father of my family.
I wish this was television, because the audience should see you smiling and how much you said, became my husband.
Yes, but he brought me to the beach here, and the scent of the beach roses, and I'll never forget, it was a June day and the sky was perfectly blue, and that was a scent I had never had, you know, completely infuse my senses. And then walking down the tall grasses and seeing the ocean, it's just, I grew up going to lakes, which sure. are lovely.
Yeah.
But that entire, the salty air and just the breeze and that wafting of the scent, and then getting in the water, and I know it's chilly, but I love it. I'm a bit of a polar bear. I don't mind the cold water at all. Mm-hmm. And just jumping in and the refreshing feeling and being away from work at the time or school at the time or whatever it was, you know, as a younger,
yeah.
the everyday. Yeah. And then every year we would take a week here in Rhode Island. We were both working out of New York City at the time, where our first jobs out of college were. And that scent, as soon as I smelled that, I knew, and everything fell away. Hmm. And I felt refreshed, and I would bring it back with me, that feeling, and I would, you know, meditate on that or just recall that when things, you know, were in February and dank and dark and feeling a little gray. And then the anticipation that we build, and then another year it became 2 weeks, and then 1 year it was a month, and then it's turned into me living here. And it doesn't. And the other thing about the beach roses that I learned, Rosa Rugosa is one, obviously they help, you know, prevent, you know, beach erosion, and they're the rose hips that come once the flower has fallen off, and as they mature, they are a source of sustenance for migrating birds. And also sailors, unfortunate sailors with scurvy, knew that they could eat them
really?
And get loads of vitamins. So there's a whole, you know, even as the thorns are scratchy and you know, the petals have fallen away, the rugosa offers up, the beach rose offers up something.
So I struck on something. The name is very important.
It is.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad it wasn't just a street corner sign that you found.
Oh, no. No. And you can make tea out of the rose hips as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's an excellent story. Well, we're going to find out a lot more about the Beach Rose Cafe and its menu and different things that go into it after we take this short break. We'll be back with more of Marie Case. Beach Rose Cafe is the subject of today's See, I have a piece of
it's
banana bread.
It's a banana
bread. And I forgot what show I'm doing.
It's a banana bread.
This is called Company Break. I do too many shows here on WCRI. I'm eating a piece of delicious banana bread that was provided by Beach Rose Cafe, and now I've lost my head. I think my name is Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Marie Case. She is the owner of the cafe, and we've been talking about all the delicious stuff you can find there, including this, as I wipe my mouth, banana bread that is just delicious, and muffins and breads and scones and all kinds of things available there. I want to talk about some of the other aspects of the business, Marie.
Sure.
We determined you're relatively new, just a little over a year old, right?
That's right.
And but already in that time, you found yourself in the ability to donate to some charities in the area. So, you know, things like Make-A-Wish and Animal Rescue and things like that. And tomorrow, people have a chance to bid on one of your gift baskets, right?
Yes, yes, at the South Kingston Land Trust.
At the Land Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so gift baskets is another facet of the business that people might not think of when they walk by, but something you do.
Yes, we do. If there's a certain event that you're having, or if you have a friend or a family member that you want to have a gift basket put together for, you can contact me, Marie, at thebeachrosecafe.com, and we can work up something. Usually I include the Bitros blend coffee. We have sweatshirts now. We have travel mugs. Wow. We have gift cards. I'll always throw in something cool and something fun. You just, you know, let me know and we kind of design it for you.
Excellent. So it's unique. Probably told just about everyone you do.
They're all I go and I pick out the basket and I mm-hmm. and also we have handmade cards. We feature everything that is in the shop is done by someone in Rhode Island. So like Sanctuary Herbs are herbs people. Same thing with our sodas. The I've already mentioned our roaster is a mm-hmm. local Rhode Islander. Yeah. We have
no one from New York, of course.
This is a Rhode Island cafe. And did I mention my heart and soul lives in the Hope State?
Yeah,
but Cindy's Creations, we have cute little, you know, gift cards that you can, well, we have gift cards, but then we have cute handmade cards that can go, that you can put your gift card in.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that sort of thing. You'll find something certainly to bring as a housewarming or as a hostess gift or just to surprise your friend with.
There you go.
Who doesn't want coffee? Who doesn't want a cinnamon roll? I think you mentioned.
Well, there you go. It's, I think the gift.
Who doesn't want lunch?
The gift certificate is a great idea because you can come in, get something for yourself, and then at the same time, pick up a gift card and make someone's day. Give them a gift card mm-hmm. for the Beach Rose Cafe. That's a great idea.
100%.
So you can do those kind of things. The other thing I want to mention besides gift baskets is that gifts in general, as you mentioned, you have the shirts and the mugs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All that's available right at the store, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And if people like your muffins, which is going to be very hard to resist, and they're thinking to themselves, you know, I wish Aunt Tilly in Michigan could taste these muffins. There's a way that can happen, right?
There sure is. You can go to the website and you can order online, or you can send an email to info@thebeachrosecafe.com. We will ship muffins anywhere in the U.S., and particularly popular are the gluten-free options. They're delicious. You can't tell. Our double chocolate chip gluten-free muffin is amazing. I have a daughter in New York City who's gluten-free, and sometimes she will order, and we will send them there. Or to a brother that I have out in California. We've shipped to Ohio. I think we've shipped to Florida so far. So it's a lovely option, especially coming up in the fall, you know, when you're trying to figure out, you know, the holiday seasons are coming up and you want to send treats. That's a nice way to do it.
So gift cards, muffins that could be shipped, and you could put a gift card in it.
Please do it, because then you'll go online and, right. You know, maybe your friend that you ship the gluten-free muffins to will send you a special treat from the cafe.
See how it works? It goes
it's a virtuous circle.
Now, there's muffins. I'm sure there's lots of normal choices. There's blueberry and there's chocolate and carrot cake and so forth. But I'm not familiar. See, I'm not a baker.
Mm-hmm.
What is ginger pear?
The ginger pear cardamom muffin is my favorite. And that is, again, a Chef Dan specialty. When I had mentioned that this is, again, now back in our idea phase, I said, oh, cardamom is one of my favorite secret ingredients. I absolutely love that. And he whipped up our house special, which is the cardamom ginger pear. So it's got actual, I was going to say live pears. They're not live. They've been baked.
You kill them first.
they've been picked and processed and baked all in house. Again, everything is made in house. All of our mixes, all the baking, everything is done. There's nothing that is from outside coming in. But that's what it is. That's the house specialty, and it's got a little dusting of powdered sugar on it. And at the end of the day, if it melts a little bit, oof, yeah, that's my favorite.
Sounds great. Another aspect of the business, which we haven't really touched on, is the fact that you can do some catering for special events, right?
Sure. We've done catering retirement party. We've done catering for birthday parties. We've done some If you're having a morning meeting, you know, coffee and muffins and scones and such. We've hosted First Friday Coffee through the Southern Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce a couple of times, or catered. We've hosted once and catered for a couple of them. So that's a nice option, actually, is to remember. If you want to just be nice to your staff and get a box of Joe to go and whip up some of those. We've dropped off some over to the VFW here and there when they're, you know, when they're putting together their volunteer events. That's a nice way to spread the love too, is the catering option. And, you know, let us do it for you, and then it's no fuss, no muss for you.
That's right. It's like, sounds like an excellent way to just have a special treat. Just about everything in the store is a special treat because it's one of those places. It's not like going to the supermarket. Oh, I got to get some cat litter, and I got to get, you know, I got to get some paper towels, and so sometimes you can be shopping and doing things that aren't fun, but pretty much everything in your place, if they walk in there, is fun.
Right, and plus, I invite you, if you're on a bike ride or if you're on a run, stop in. That's one of, I love it, we have a bike rack out front, and there are times that you'll have a group of six or seven riders who are out enjoying themselves on a gorgeous day, or even on a not-so-beautiful day, they'll stop by us. Somebody needs an espresso, somebody needs a muffin, somebody's like, oh my goodness, I gotta have that tuna melt. They refuel, and then they go back on their way. That was one of the things I wanted to, was to make sure that we were, you know, outdoor. If you're an outdoorsy person, you know, be friendly. Walk on in with your bike shoes. That's fine with us.
Or even if it's raining out, come.
Oh, yeah.
A great spot to go in the rain.
Yes, it is. It's nice and cozy.
Go to the Beach Rose Cafe.
Right.
There you go. So,
right. Get something warm in your belly.
All right. Another thing I see on the menu, which I'm not real familiar with, what's a cheesecake bite?
Oh, those are delightful. Also something I try to not have too many of those. A cheesecake bite comes, it's literally in like sort of a cupcake size cheesecake.
So it's really bigger than a bite.
It depends on how big your bites are. But it's maybe two or three bites.
Okay.
Two or three reasonable bites, and some of them have blueberry topping or fresh strawberry topping. We do all our own we do all our own toppings. So we get the blueberries in, and then Dan puts together, you know, the blueberry compote, and that goes on top with some fresh blueberries, and same thing with the strawberries. Or you can have them plain. And also we're doing cheesecakes now as well. And coming up for the fall, keep an eye out for possible pie offerings, other cake offerings.
We're getting a scoop on,
you're
WCR.
Getting a little wink wink to look ahead for the autumn offerings heading into the holidays.
So this is a scoop.
A scoop.
You might be able to get pies.
Yes.
All right. Yep. So
looking ahead to that. Listen, it's right around the corner. It's already August.
I know. It's time is flying. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we did want to talk about, we mentioned the coffee, which is kind of like your house blend, if you will.
Yep.
And that's also available to be purchased by the bag, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we have all kinds of flavors, too. We have blueberry cinnamon crumble, which is my favorite. There's right now s'mores.
Blueberry cinnamon crumble coffee?
Coffee, yeah. Blueberry cinnamon
crumble
coffee.
That's hard to say 5 times
right,
fast.
Right now there's a s'mores flavored coffee. There's, I'm trying to think what
chocolate
else.
Chocolate
peanut butter coffee. And then those change seasonally. Again, those come through Seaworthy Roasters. But we have all those by the bag as well.
Wow.
So like I said, when you put together a gift basket, you can put together a really nice one. Or you can just say, I really have to have some of my Beach Rose blend, and my wife has to have decaf, which is, you know, what my husband says to me. So you can get two bags.
Well, there you go. So I would be, if this was closer to me, I'd be living there. I would be there constantly.
The Muffin Man and his missus do, practically.
Practically, yeah. So the missus is the daughter, your daughter.
My daughter, Paula, okay. Yes.
Oh, she has a name, Paula.
Paula, yes.
Okay. So it's great that you have this, well, really a family business that is, you know, taking off, and it's in a great location. Looks very comfortable. for people to stop in, and those are all good things that are part of having a successful business. And I just want to make sure we've kind of touched on everything. We touched on the menu, but I want to stress the lunch part of it, that you can get sandwiches. Well, I know we've mentioned it a couple times, but stop in, get sandwiches. They look delicious. And on Fridays, the chowder, the fish chowder.
Fish chowder.
Yeah, okay.
As I've become accustomed to saying.
Right. No longer red Manhattan stuff, right?
None of that, no sir.
All right. Well, Marie, it's been a pleasure to meet you and talk to you about the Beach Rose Cafe. Your enthusiasm is overwhelming, and that's got to be a good sign for the business that someone like you at the helm that's driving the ideas and putting things together is always good for every business.
Put your heart and soul into it.
There you go.
And the folks will come.
So one more time, the website is very simple. As we said, it's the, T-H-E, Beach, B-E-A-C-H, Rose, R-O-S-E, Cafe, C-A-F-E, .com. And check out the website. It's got a lot of great ideas and a lot of beautiful things in there. And do you spend any time in the store at all? Can people stop in like a Thursday morning and see you or no specific time?
I like to bring my friends. So when I have meetings with friends or want to catch up with them, I meet them at the cafe. Or I'll swing by with the baby. Or I'll be there on Mondays doing prep. Although the shop isn't technically open, I'm there.
Okay.
And I always love a chat.
All right. So stop in and see if you can find Marie. And have a
That's
chat.
Right. It's a, yeah, it's a, if you see the blue Jeep, see girl outside, you know I'm there.
Excellent. Thanks so much for coming in, Marie. It was great to have your information brought to our audience. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
And the rest of you, see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.